Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney and delighted to be able to celebrate Mass with all of you here at the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. Those who are wise will shine brightly like the splendor of the firmament, and those who lead the many to justice shall be like the stars forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. Today, the Church remembers St. Cyril of Alexandria, a bishop and doctor of the Church. Let us call to mind our sins now and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. O God, who made the bishop, St. Cyril of Alexandria, an invincible champion of the divine motherhood of the most blessed Virgin Mary, grant, we pray, that we who believe she is truly the Mother of God may be saved through the incarnation of Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Amos. Thus says the Lord, for three crimes of Israel and for four, I will not revoke my word, because they sell the just man for silver and the poor man for a pair of sandals. They trample the heads of the weak into the dust of the earth and force the lowly out of the way. Son and father go to the same prostitute, profaning my holy name. Upon garments taken in pledge, they recline beside any altar. And the wine of those who have been fined, they drink in the house of their God. Yet it was I who destroyed the Amorites before them, who were as tall as the cedars and as strong as the oak trees. I destroyed their fruit above and their roots beneath. It was I who brought you up from the land of Egypt and who led you through the desert for 40 years to occupy the land of the Amorites. Beware, I will crush you into the ground as a wagon crushes when laden with sheaves. Flight shall perish from the swift, and the strong man shall not retain his strength. The warrior shall not save his life, nor the bowman stand his ground. The swift of foot shall not escape, nor the horseman save his life. And the most stout-hearted of warriors shall flee naked on that day, says the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Remember this, you who never think of God. Remember this, you who never think of God. Why do you recite my statutes and profess my covenant with your mouth, though you hate discipline and cast my words behind you? Remember this, you who never think of God. When you see a thief, you keep pace with him, and with adulterers you throw in your lot. To your mouth you give free rein for evil. You harness your tongue to deceit. Remember this, you who never think of God. You sit speaking against your brother. Against your mother's son you spread rumors. When you do these things, shall I be deaf to it? Or do you think that I am like yourself? I will correct you by drawing them up before your eyes. Remember this, you who never think of God. Consider this, you who forget God, lest I rend you, and there be no one to rescue you. He that offers praise as a sacrifice glorifies me, and to him that goes the right way, I will show the salvation of God. Remember this, you who never think of God. Cleanse my heart and my lips, Almighty God, that I may worthily proclaim your holy gospel. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other shore. A scribe approached and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." Another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But Jesus answered him, "Follow me, and let the dead bury their dead." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. For the words of the Gospel, may our sins be wiped away. Well, today, our responsorial psalm, it was a peculiar line that we repeated again and again. Remember this, you who never think of God. And then it went through a series of different things. Why do you recite my statutes and profess my covenant, though you hate discipline and cast my words behind you? So, well, if you never think of God, well, you never think of the moral life or doing the things that are good and praiseworthy. We also heard, you sit speaking against your brother, against your mother's son, you spread rumors. And today we celebrate St. Cyril of Alexandria. And he was a bishop, a doctor, a very learned man, wise in the ways of the Lord. And so Cyril of Alexandria lived in the 400s, and this was at a time when there was a heresy in the church, so a false teaching, a misunderstanding about who Jesus was. In a sense, you could say people were spreading rumors about your mother's son, and so about Jesus. So they misunderstood the person of Jesus, that Jesus is a divine person with a human and divine nature. Instead, he thought there were two, or Cyril didn't, but Nestorius believed that there were two persons in Christ, both a human and divine person. And this then consequently meant that Nestorius couldn't grasp, he didn't understand what it meant for Mary to be called the God-bearer, the Theotokos, or as we would say, the Mother of God. So Cyril of Alexandria then rises up, he begins teaching about it, explains it. And at the Council of Ephesus in 431, then the statement, Mary as Mother of God, is declared. And so really, because of St. Cyril of Alexandria, who so readily taught and promoted this title of Our Lady. So remember this, you who never think of God. Well, the people who never think of God probably are individuals who have chosen not to follow Jesus. We hear in our gospel, and The gospel might sound a little familiar because this is a different variation from what we heard yesterday, but still the same premise, just from a different evangelist, that Jesus, you know, says, follow me, and they say, well, I want to bury my father. I want to do something else, and they want to delay that call of God. But Jesus answered him, follow me. And so those who think of God are followers of God and followers of the Lord. Really, what we don't want is this statement from our responsorial psalm to be true for us. Remember this, you who never think of God. If that's true, well, that means I've dismissed God. I don't want God to be a part of every aspect of my life. So rather, what we want is we want God to be a part of every day. It's why when we rise in the morning, we say our morning prayers, maybe offer our day, make that morning offering. And so right from that very moment, we're thinking of God, offering our day to God. As we rise in the morning, it's a moment for us to say, well, God, who is the giver of all life, he has sustained me for another day. And so I thank him for this gift that he has allowed me to have. It's why we pray before meals. Again, we're thinking of God, thinking about how God, who in the beginning created the heavens and the earth and all that is in the earth, and so the animals, the vegetation, all of these things. And so we think of God and his creation and how he's providing for us as we sit down for a meal. We think of God when we pray the Angelus, like we did today at noon Central Time at the beginning of Mass. That we think of God and his incarnation and what that meant, and Jesus becoming one like us, who would become our Savior and our Redeemer, born of the Virgin Mary. And so we think of God at that moment. It's important for us all throughout the day to think of God periodically. And one of the things we think of God maybe at the end of the day, as we look back over the day and say, well, did I live up to how Jesus wanted me to follow him? Maybe we review the day and we see moments where we failed or moments where we succeeded, but we're thinking of God and his presence in our life. Mary truly knew that God was present in her life. All of her thoughts were of God and holy things. And that's who Saint Cyril of Alexandria wanted us to come to know as the Mother of God. Today, we think of God and all the good that he has done for us so that we might follow him better more and more each day. The Lord gathers us in prayer now, and so let us offer our petitions to the God who listens and knows our every need. For Pope Francis and his leadership of the Church, that all bishops and priests will serve as examples of unity and peace, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For the increase in vocations and in thanksgiving for all those who were recently ordained to the priesthood, we pray to the Lord. For all nurses, doctors, therapists, and ministers of healing, that they may be strengthened by the Holy Spirit in their imitation of Christ's compassion and care for the sick, we pray to the Lord. For our nation's leaders and lawmakers, that they may uphold and defend the dignity of every human person and the religious liberty of all people, we pray to the Lord. For an increase in the virtues of humility and holy purity to strengthen marriage and family life, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the souls of Henry and Joyce Johnson, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. O Lord, our God, we thank you for the ways in which you bless us day after day. Help us to remember your providence and equip us to do your will through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. As we celebrate the divine mysteries, O Lord, we pray, may the Holy Spirit fill us with that light of faith by which he constantly enlightened Blessed Cyril for the spreading of your glory. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as on the festival of St. Cyril you bid your church rejoice, so too you strengthen her by the example of his holy life, teach her by his words of preaching, and keep her safe in answer to his prayers. And so with the company of angels and saints we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously to make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. From the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension to heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Cyril of Alexandria, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis our Pope and David our Bishop, the order of bishops, all of the clergy, and the entire people that you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. Amen. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. We proclaim Christ crucified, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For those of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Body of Christ. The 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 body of Christ. Let us pray. Refreshed by heavenly food, we humbly implore you, O Lord, that attentive to the teaching of Blessed Cyril, we may abide at all times in thanksgiving for the gifts we have received through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Mass today at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central. And don't forget about the Family Rosary Across America with Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. central. Up next, stay tuned for The Faith Explained with Cale Clark. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.